Hi, this is Justin Taylor again with another Chalk Talk. In one of our previous Chalk Talks, we discussed the SAP Enterprise Driver for Identity Manager. Now, that is a great tool that will allow, as we've showed in the video, how to take their SAP environment and extend it out to be able to manage both the other applications outside of the SAP ecosystem and integrate those with the SAP environment as well. But there's a lot more to it than just simply provisioning that customers are interested in. For example, a lot of SAP customers have bought into the SAP Business Objects GRC, or Governance, Risk Management, and Compliance components. Those particular components have a lot of capabilities, and there's a lot of value in them. But typically, again, because it's SAP, they're limited in scope to within the SAP ecosystem or city. So how do I now take that and move it out? Well, that's what we're going to discuss now, is to show your customer how they can get benefit from using the compliance management platform extension for SAP to allow them to take that value and that investment they've put into the GRC components and to move those out to the rest of the environment. So to do that again, we're going to go back to our trusty whiteboard, because remember, we want to do this in a conversational way without having to worry about where the latest PowerPoint presentation is. So let's go to the whiteboard. And so we're dealing with the SAP Business Objects GRC components, or the Governance, Risk Management, and Compliance components. Now, what's inside of that box? Well, it is actually three different components. And those three different components do various things that are required in order to ensure that a company is dealing with GRC appropriately. So, for example, there is a access control capability, process control capability, and there is a risk management capability. Now, each one of these have different responsibilities, and for the most part, your customers are probably going to understand this, but don't always take that for granted. Remember that a lot of the capabilities that we're looking at here with the GRC, it comes with what's called SAP NetWeaver, which is the successor to the very popular SAP R3, but a lot of this here is what we would affectionately refer to as shelfware, meaning that they haven't typically deployed this, or if they have, it's been in very piecemeal configurations, not really truly deployed. And so what we want to show them here is what these things are. Well, let's just remind them. So the access control piece deals with the provisioning capabilities, looks for simple SOD violations, deals with those types of aspects. Traditionally, the stuff that we would do within Identity Manager, some role-based provisioning module, and a little bit of some of the stuff like Access Governance Suite, again, to a very smaller degree. But again, only within the SAP environment. That's what it affects. The process control piece allows us to go through and to manage the actual processes. That's what a customer would use it for within the SAP environment. And then the risk management is the component that is checking and doing all the various aspects that come into managing risk, whether it's visibility to the information or whether it's approvals, things of that nature. So a lot of capability there. But again, this is only going to affect the SAP ecosystem, or that little city, if you saw one of the other Chalk Talks that I drew earlier. The SAP ecosystem, there's a lot in it, but remember, there is a lot more outside of that. There's the whole rest of the enterprise. And we're not just talking here about their enterprise, we have to remember partner enterprises, suppliers, some cases government, whatever it might be that is outside of that. But here's the thing that's most important to understand, is that these components here have a lot of value, and so I need to be able to extend that value out. And this is really the key to selling this, is making sure the customer understands that what we're doing is taking this very large investment and extend it out to the rest of the enterprise. And how does that happen? Well, that's exactly what the compliance management platform for SAP environments does. That is its capability, is that it now allows us to hook into the GRC components, and we can now have information flowing both directions in and out between SAP and the rest of the enterprise, so that the dashboards and other capabilities that they've deployed here in the logic at this point can now be referenced down into the rest of the enterprise. Now, is that it? Is it simply just a connection? Well, no, it's actually a lot more. Because remember, Compliance Management Platform isn't just Identity Manager. It is Identity Manager, Access Manager. We have Sentinel built into it, too. So now we can do some more interesting things that SAP can't do. It doesn't have the capabilities, hence the reason for the partnership here. So what are those other things that I can do? One of the things that we talk about a lot is the fact that we, again, are event-based. So that's a key thing, meaning that when a particular event happens, we can now take that single SAP event and we can spawn off multiple other events and other systems and do that in a real-time environment or real-time fashion. That's a great advantage. So it takes that compliance capability that they're used to in SAP and makes it even more valuable out to the rest of the enterprise in a real-time format. The other thing we can do is also the identity injection capabilities. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, one of the things that's very difficult to do in a business when we're dealing with GRC type of operations is that I'm going to have a lot of these different logs, a lot of these different events happening. And what I'm going to have is they're either going to be logged here or they're going to be reported up. The problem is, what do I typically get? Well, inside these events, I'm going to get something like, it was 137.14.12.1, or I'm going to get some ridiculous MAC address here, the hardware address. I'm going to get something other than English as far as what actually occurred and who did it. So what do I have to do? Well, most of the time people have to go back and then figure out, okay, well, who is 137? Who is this MAC address? And that takes time. Time costs money. Therefore, it's more expensive to do it, but it also inherently puts in risk. The issue that we can deal with now by adding CMP in here for them is, besides extending it out and giving the event-based real-time information, is I can now inject that identity information, who is actually at 137.14.12.1 at this particular moment. So when it pops up on the screen, again, in real time, because it's also event-based, I know exactly who it is that's doing that particular operation. Or if I need to look long-term in history, I can see that information as well. Well, who was at that particular time logged into this machine or this MAC address or any other method that I have to identify them? So both the event base and the identity injection components are huge value time savers for the customer and reduce risk for the customer, because now they know that there is no holes inside the system for any period of extended period of time anyways. And we also now know who it really was that's doing that. So these are some of the other reasons that customers would want to have this extension. Let's review those points. So point number one, what we can do here is we increase the value of their investment. So we're giving them greater return on their investment. Second, we extend it to the rest of the enterprise. And remember that that could mean both internal and external pieces of their enterprise. And the third aspect is that extension is now in real time. So we're going to do this in a way that is unlike any of our competitors can possibly do in that real-time event-based system. And number four, we can now do the identity injection capabilities. So now they actually know who it is that performed a particular task within the system. So this is one way that you could possibly explain to a customer what the value is of the Compliance Management Platform extension for SAP environments and show them really why it's so important for them to get this product and get it deployed with their SAP environments. Thank you for taking the time to watch this Chalk Talk. This has been Justin Taylor wishing you happy selling.